Restrictions may apply.
WLTW New York. Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma comes from Abby, who is married to a practicing alcoholic. I don't know why they call it practicing, because it sounds to me, Abby, like he's got it down pat, but she is asking, how long do I honor my marriage vows since this is a sickness? And only you can answer that, Abby. But you're not going to find the answers by writing to me. You're not going to find the answers by talking to your friends. You are going to find the answers by going to Al-Anon, a support group for women and men like you who love alcoholics. And there, as you share your heart and listen to others, you will find the strength and wisdom to decide to do what is right for you. Because what is right for you is not necessarily what is right for me. I know what I did when I was in your situation. I said, I cannot live with active alcoholism. If you are going to drink, you are going to have to live someplace else. You cannot live under my roof while you are pouring chemicals into your body. That's what I did for me. But I don't know what is the right path for you. But I do know if you will go to Al-Anon meetings and work the program and put your heart and soul into it and read the literature, read the One Day at a Time, read the information they share with you, you will find the answers and you will find serenity and you will find happiness. I promise you that.
Don't go changing to try and please me. You never let me down before. Mm-hmm. Don't imagine you're too familiar, and I don't see you anymore. I would not leave you in times of trouble. We never could have come this far. I took the good times, I'll take the bad times, take you just the way you are. Need to know that you will always be the same old someone that I knew. Oh, what will it take till you way that I believe in you. I said I love you, that's forever. This I promise from the heart. I couldn't love you any better. I love you just the I can talk to. I want you just the way you are.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion. Like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. And all those things I didn't say were wrecking balls.
Welcome to the Delilah Show. Who's on your heart?
My boyfriend, Victor.
How long have you been dating?
Well, our anniversary is Sunday. It's our 2-year anniversary.
And what song defines your relationship?
Oh, I was hoping you could help me.
You've made it 2 years and you don't have your song yet?
No.
Oh, my word. It's a good thing you called me.
Yeah.
It's such a good thing that you called the professional.
Yes, I listen to your show all the time.
I mean, oh my word, imagine what could have happened if you had tried to do this on your own. It would just be bad.
Yes.
So I will find a good song for you too. You're not the only one celebrating an anniversary. I know another couple celebrating 3 years this Sunday.
Oh, really? Wow.
Mm-hmm. So I'll play it for both of you.
Okay, thank you.
Life is a mystery. Everyone must stand alone. I hear you call my name, and it feels like home. When you call my name, it's like a little prayer. I'm
I know you had a long week, didn't you? So much going on. I hit the floor running Monday, and I don't think I slowed down all week. I hope that you have a chance to slow down tonight, slow down and love someone. We are here to play love songs to help you do just that. You're listening to Delilah.
Michael Lewis, author of Going Infinite, The Big Short, Moneyball, and Liar's Poker. On the latest season of my podcast, Against the Rules, I'm exploring what it means to be a sports fan in America and what the rise of sports betting is doing to our teams, our states, and ourselves. I'm heading to Las Vegas and New Jersey and beyond to understand America's newest form of legalized gambling. Listen to Against the Rules on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app, search Against the Rules, and start listening.
Let that rhythm get into you. I try to resist being last on your list, but no other man's gonna do. So I'm saving all my love for you. It's not very easy living. Of my own, but each time I try, I just break down and cry, 'cause I'd rather be home feeling blue. So I'm saving all my love for you. You used to tell me we'd run away to be free. You said be patient, just wait a little longer, but that's just an old fantasy. I've got to get ready, just a few minutes more. Gonna get that old feeling when you tonight.
Letter from Janie, who started out by saying she and her sweetheart, her first love, met at a campground. She goes on to say, we dated from my freshman year on into my junior year. But when you're young, you don't always know what you really want. I started dating a mutual friend after we broke up. We eventually completely lost touch. Days before my wedding to someone else, I called my first love and wanted to talk. He wanted me to come and talk to him. I wanted him to come and talk to me. We talked on the phone, but I didn't tell him how I truly felt. So I got married. My life was full of sadness and abuse. I did have two wonderful children, though. Somehow, by the grace of God, years later, he was driving through our little town as a truck driver. And he stopped at the truck stop where my sister worked, and my dad had coffee there all the time. When he stopped in, my dad called me and told me he was there, encouraged me to come out and visit. I did. We talked for a couple of hours. About 4 months later, he calls and says he got my number from my dad, and we talked from 7 p.m. till 7 a.m. Here we are, still in love, 25 years later. Today is his birthday. If you could please play a special song and tell my wonderful husband, Robert Compton, I love him. I love him. I love him. I love him. And I thank God for him every day. Janie, thank you for writing and sharing your story. And that just reinforces to me that true love prevails. Here's a song for you tonight.
Stop confessing. been shaking. I love it when you go crazy. You take all my inhibitions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. You take me places that tear up my reputation. Manipulate my decisions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. Says that she's never afraid. Just picture everybody naked. She really doesn't like to wait. Not really into hesitation. Pulls me in enough to keep me guessing. Oh, oh, oh. And maybe I should stop and start confessing. Shaking, I love it when you go crazy. You take all my inhibitions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. You take me places that tear up my reputation. Manipulate my decisions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. And we took it way too far. I know we'd be alright. I know we would be alright if you were by my side. And we stumbled in the dark. I know we'd be alright. I know we would be alright. Cause if we lost our minds and we took it way too far, I know we'd be alright. I know we would be alright if you were by my side. And we stumbled in the dark. I know we'd be alright. We would be alright. Oh, I've been shaking. I love it when you go crazy. You take all my inhibitions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. You take me places that tear up my reputation. Manipulate my decisions. Baby, there's nothing holding.
Good evening. Welcome to your Friday night. Friday night, girls' night. We are celebrating, unless, of course, you're in Florida or North Carolina or South Carolina or Georgia or West Virginia or any place that's getting hit, getting flooded, getting wiped out like many houses did, in the Outer Banks. I saw houses got wiped away and down in the Big Bend of Florida. Our thoughts, our prayers are with you. I was literally up all night, the last two nights, praying. I don't know what to say except check on your loved ones. I hope that you have heard from them. I heard from my son. I know that my goddaughter is safe. I hope that you are safe, that you are safe and dry. God bless you. We'll be back. You're listening to Delilah.
Turn around. Every now and then I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming around.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears.
Turn around.
Every now and then best of all the years have gone by.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified, and then I see the look in your
turn
eyes.
Turn around, bright eyes.
Every now and then I fall apart.
Turn around, bright eyes.
Every now and then I fall apart. Every now and then I get a little bit restless, and I dream of something wild.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit helpless, and I'm lying like a child in your arms.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit
I can do a total eclipse of the heart. Only love in the dark. Nothing I can say. A total eclipse of the heart.
It's New York's 106.7 Light FM. Welcome aboard, New York City. You found Delilah on the Light at Night. Did you know that in addition to doing radio, which I've done for many, 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 many years, but in addition to being on the air on the radio, doing my radio show and taking your requests and dedications, I've got a couple of podcasts that I love doing. One is a daily podcast. We kind of mash together some of the best calls from my show, and then we serve it up to you in a sweet little podcast every day called Hey, It's Delilah. So if you're looking for some inspiration as you drive into work or take the kids into school, you just need some distraction to help you focus on the goodness in life, check out Hey, It's Delilah. I talk about life. I talk about love. I talk about the same stuff I talk about every night here, but it's more compacted. It's kind of like the condensed version. And it's just a way to kick off your day with a smile on your face. At least that's my hopes, my whole purpose in doing Hey, It's Delilah is to give you a little bit of goodness in the midst of the crazy, crazy day you've got. Check it out wherever you check out podcasts. You're listening to Delilah.
Hey there, it's Michael Lewis, author of Going Infinite, The Big Short, Moneyball, and Liar's Poker. On the latest season of my podcast, Against the Rules, I'm exploring what it means to be a sports fan in America and what the rise of sports betting is doing to our teams, our states, and ourselves. I'm heading to Las Vegas and New Jersey and beyond to understand America's newest form of legalized gambling. Listen to Against the Rules on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app, search Against the Rules, and start listening.
Kim, welcome to the Delilah Show. What can I do for you tonight?
Hi, thank you so much. It's actually my husband's birthday, and it's also the anniversary of 1 year of the day we met.
And what is his name?
His name is Mike, and my name is Kim.
And listen to you grinning from ear to ear as you celebrate.
Oh, he's amazing. And we've been listening to you the whole time we've been together.
So you are stupid in love.
Put him on the line?
I said okay. You are stupid in love with this man. Yes, put him on the line.
Okay, hang on. Honey, here.
Hello.
Hi, happy birthday. Happy anniversary.
Thank you so much, yeah. A very special night for us in our lives.
Is she as cute as her giggle?
Way more cute than that.
Wow, because she sounds like a doll face.
She She is the love and light of my life, and I knew it the first day I met her.
I will play a good song for you.
Awesome.
You have a good night. Thank you for calling.
Thanks, Delilah. Bye-bye.
Strumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song. Killing me softly with his song.
Falling in love this season as the leaves change, as the cooler air begins to settle in upon the landscape, and more with each passing evening. As the first day of autumn approaches, we're going to do something with you, my listeners here on the show, that I feel is so poignant as the leaves begin to fall. We're going to be sharing your falling in love under the falling leaves autumn love stories and autumn love stories memories. Every year you send me the most touching, some of the most tear-jerking memories I've seen. And we've made it a tradition. We share those sentiments on the air. Falling in love under the falling leaves. Sweet way to welcome in autumn in the Big Apple, don't you think? You're listening to Delilah. York's 106.7 Light FM. Welcome aboard New York City. You found the light at night. So, what's going on in your world tonight? Is there peace in your heart? Is there peace in your home? Or is there fussing and stress and arguing and all that nonsense? Let it go. Let go of the stress. Let go of the tension. Let go of the anger. Let go of the unforgiveness. And you're sitting there saying, I can't. They deserve to be punished. I have to stay mad at them. What they did is wrong. I get that. I totally get that. But you don't forgive someone because they deserve it. You forgive someone because you deserve peace. And unforgiveness causes you stress, not the person who's wronged you. The truth is, if somebody hurt you bad enough for you to hang on to that anger, they're a jerk. And they don't care. That's the truth. If somebody purposefully hurt you, lied to you, cheated on you, physically assaulted you, stole from you, they don't care. So you hanging on to that pain is not affecting them at all. It's only affecting you. So let it go. You're listening to Delilah.
Hey there, it's Michael Lewis, author of Going Infinite, The Big Short, Moneyball, and Liar's Poker. On the latest season of my podcast, Against the Rules, I'm exploring what it means to be a sports fan in America and what the rise of sports betting is doing to our teams, our states,